Come on. Just one more floor. You got this, Lazy Bones. Just one more flight of stairs. We need to go grocery shopping more often, rather than all at once. That way, we don't have to lug so many of these bags up at once. You're right. We could have done more than one trip, but we both know that once we're in that apartment, we're staying up there. Either way, we're already over halfway up the stairs and... oh, I'm tired. Let's sit and catch our breath. I hate grocery shopping. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember when I was younger how I would hide out at your house whenever my mom needed to go to the store. I'd always hide in your basement closet because my mom hated going down there. I don't know why I hated going. I think I just thought it was so boring and mundane. I mean, I still think it's boring and mundane, but we need food, and I know I can't trust you to go alone, otherwise we'd be eating cookies and ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're right, I do love your cookies and ice cream, but I do also love other foods, like pasta and pancakes and chicken nuggets. No, listen, I know it's not that culinarily hard, but it's a meal that doesn't fall under the dessert category. That is not the only thing you know how to make. I know you know how to make real food. I've seen you watch your dad prepare meats and cut vegetables. I know there's a meal in that brain of yours somewhere. And besides, cooking isn't as hard as you think it is, especially if you have a recipe. I also have faith in you. Now come on, I'm sure the ice cream is starting to melt. And you can watch me cook dinner and hopefully you'll learn something. Oh, do you already know something? Mm-hmm. Then how come you never cook me dinner? From what I remember, you didn't cook any of your ex-girlfriend's dinner either. Oh, I see. You're saving it for someone special. Boy, I am not jealous of her. No offense, just I mean... what if you give the poor thing food poisoning? Oh, come on, only a couple more steps. You know, I'm gonna beat you back. I beat you. Now, let's get the ice cream in the freezer. It would be such a crime to let it melt. Come on, get in here. No point standing in the hallway. Home sweet home. Do you remember that fight we had a few months ago? Oh, no, nothing serious about it. It just popped into my head this morning. Can you believe our friendship almost ended over whatever their name is? Can't believe it was that close to ending over someone whose name I can't even remember now. I also can't believe that relationship only lasted a couple weeks, too. Sorry. I didn't mean to strike a nerve. I'm glad to be back to our adventures. I miss them. I'm glad you did, too. Oh, no, that doesn't go in the fridge. Yes, it is refrigerated in the store, but we keep that out. Yeah, I remember what I said that day. Of course I meant it. I care about you. I don't know if it's in the same way as it was, but there's definitely still some feelings for you, and I do still care about you. Give it a shot. Give what a shot? And us? I don't know. You hurt me. How do I know you won't do it again? Exactly. There is no way for either of us to know. And I don't know if I can take that chance. I do know that you care about me, but you should have cared about me a few months ago too, when I tried to save you from slipping, and when I tried to save you from what's her face. It'll take a lot for me to wanna give us a shot after how you made me feel a couple months ago. Fine, fine, I'll listen. You are cleared to present your case. Whoa. Oh, sorry, sorry. I'll let you finish. Please continue. That's a lot. I don't think I've ever heard you be so sincere before. I don't know what to say. I love you, I do. And I definitely love you in a way that's more than just a friend. I can't believe I'm about to say this. And I guess, after hearing you pour your heart out, let's give us a chance. I don't know how you've changed my mind, but you have. I guess there is someone who can get through my thick skull. It's okay. You love my stubbornness. Yeah. Let's give us a chance. I'm sure. 100% sure. I've been waiting for that a long time too. No, you can't put that in. You can't put that in there when the container's wet. It'll stick. Hey, I know what I'm doing. Will you listen to me? Is this how we're gonna start off the us? No, if you put it in the container when it's wet, it sticks to the container and then it gets squishy and gross and then you don't want to eat that and I don't want to eat that and then we just wasted all of our money. Will you trust me, please? You're not putting that in there. It's not happening.